This is the Koabui Show. Koabui is an author, international speaker, and entrepreneur. He started his first business selling music CDs in high school at the age of 16. He then went on and built several businesses. He is the founder of River Designs, a marketing company that helps businesses get more exposure online and offline. He has appeared on TV, radio, newspaper, and magazines from around the world. He has written and published several books and created various products. Koabui is also an international speaker, corporate trainer, and speaks on topics of business, entrepreneurship, motivation, health, marketing, and online business. You could check out his blog site at www.koa-bui.com. And now, your host, Mr. Koabui.
So welcome to the Koabui Show. In this episode, I'm going to interview Mai Sanduku from PMCM Events Management. Now, I first met Mice, I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago, and yeah, she's a really great person. But one of the things that really struck me about Mai Sanduku is that she built her business from scratch. I mean, she started off working, you know, by herself in her own bedroom, and she was making phone calls, and she was doing everything on her own. But then a few years later on, she's got her own office, she's got employees, she's working, you know, with clients, you know, internationally as well. And yeah, so in this podcast, we'll be asking her, you know, what makes her tick and how did she get started as well. So welcome to the show.
Hi, Kwa. Welcome.
Welcome. There you go. All right. So let's get started. You started off in Dubai, is that right? Like, you started working in Dubai?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I worked in Dubai for more than 2 years. 2 years and 5 months, to be exact. As a senior marketing assistant to one of the top exhibiting company in Dubai. And it's the e-commerce hub of Dubai in Sheikh Zayed Road.
Oh, okay.
Where the World Trade Center is located. So, I've handled exhibition booth, installation, and also I visited a lot of events in the World Trade Center, and I was amazed how they do the events there. So I promised myself when I come back here in the Philippines, I want to have my own events company. So
wow.
here I am. But I started with the corporate giveaways. Mm-hmm. So you're right, I started with nothing. So I just used a very small office of my husband in a water and laundry shop, and I used his clientele, since I have a relationship with them already for almost 5 years. So I offered corporate giveaways to them, and well, with the zero capital, because I met a friend who gave me a credit line. So I borrow his samples for corporate giveaways and then present it to my client. And once they sign in and they sign a contract, I ask for 50% down payment. And so that's what I use to buy raw materials in Divisoria.
Wow.
Just
so,
imagine.
So for those listening, what is Divisoria?
Divisoria is a marketplace where all the products from different countries like China, Taiwan, like pens, mugs, t-shirt. So you order or you buy in Divisoria by bulk. So I buy hundreds of products there. And what I use is the 50% down payment of my clients. And then I deliver there to my clients. I deliver, I make the paperwork by myself. And then when I collect 100%, I pay my printing guy. So there is zero capital, really. It's just relationship with my existing contacts.
Okay. So for those, like, you know, who want to start their own business and everything, you know, it's really hard for them to transition from a job to having their own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did you do it? What was going through your mind when you started your first business?
Okay, it's all about having your dreams, of course, and your passion for business. Because I've seen how wonderful it is to have your own business in Dubai. I've seen my boss dealing with different clients around the world. It really is given me the chance to dream and to formulate ideas how to do it. So it's already in my mind. It's called mind setting.
Okay.
And then when I came over here in the Philippines, I joined my husband for the laundry and the water shop. And I noticed that I am good in, you know, in selling water and also getting contacts for contracts for laundry for call centers and corporate different companies here in Manila. And so I decided that I will use that. I will maximize the contacts that I have in order for me to get clients. So therefore, the corporate giveaways, it also is connected with the events because some companies need a host or an organizer for their corporate, you know, events. Yeah. And I started also with relatives for weddings and birthdays, and there I'm now handling corporate accounts for the events.
Okay. So it looks like that you, when you started in Dubai, you got a lot of ideas, you learned how to run a business.
I've written them out.
Wow, okay. So that's really good.
Yeah, and also I believe in vision boards.
So you do vision
boards.
The
law of attraction, yes. The law of attraction. And what you formulate in your mind, it becomes, you know, those thoughts becomes ideas. And ideas are very powerful. And you formulate the plan. And once you formulate the plan, you execute it, you implement it by using the right people, connecting with the right people.
Yeah, yeah. I think you told me a story once about how you had a vision board about like going on a cruise or something like that. Yeah, so can you tell us a bit about what happened?
Okay, so I think it was my first vision board, my very, very first vision board. I was dreaming of riding a luxury cruise, and then it all came true last year.
Wow.
Was it December? Yeah, I think so. It was December.
Yeah.
So we went to Singapore. We board the Mariner of the Seas, and we went to Malaysia, Langkawi, and there's another one in Malaysia, and we went back to Singapore. And I saw a lot of people in the cruise. Mostly they are business people. You know, they wanted to just relax, and you can do almost everything in this ship. There are musical shows, there are movies, there's lots of food, there's also swimming pool and bars and everything. It's a fun one because I'm with my family, and we enjoyed it for almost 5 days on board.
Nice.
Wow. And it's really a dream come true. Yeah.
So that's amazing. You had it on your vision board, and then all of a sudden it attracted into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've got a new one, which is, I think, a Green Lantern or something.
Even the Green
Lantern.
I saw it.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Because the Green Lantern, I've seen it with a lot of movies and TV series that I'm watching. Oh, that's my dream Green Lantern.
Yeah.
So I want to have it.
Yeah.
And I think it's a vintage one. And I've seen that in garage sale.
Yeah.
But it's too expensive. It ranges from 5,000 to 7,000.
Oh, okay.
So, for one lamp.
Well, I'm sure.
I would think twice, because if you have a business, every peso counts, right?
Yes, that's true. So, for those who are listening, remember to get her the Green Lantern, okay,
guys?
Yes,
please.
There we go.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, so you went to Dubai, and you got lots of knowledge from your boss who was teaching you all these things. And that pushed you to start your first business where you're working by yourself and everything. And then after a few years, you managed to have your own office, you had your own staff.
Right now.
And everything like that. So, but you probably encountered lots of frustrations and challenges and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how did you overcome them? What did you do to get over it?
In
terms of business.
In terms of business. It's so hard to start. So it's very, very difficult to start because they don't know you. You have to prove yourself. And you start with the people that knows you more, like your relatives. And sometimes your relatives and your friends, they're not so eager to get your service because they don't know you. So that's one frustrating factor in starting a business. But my drive is that I have the passion to do so, to achieve my dreams. And PMCM Events Management is almost 5 years now, and I hope to celebrate the 50 year with a bang.
Yeah.
I want to do it big. I want to invite all my sponsors, all my clients, all my friends, to thank them for, you know, inspiring me and pushing me more to be in this position right now. So a lot of mistakes and I learn a lot from it, and I take it every mistake as a lesson so that I won't do it again. And I count the blessings. I also count the blessings, and I also thank God for all the mistakes, because without those mistakes I wouldn't be able to achieve this position, this status in life right now in the business, and I wouldn't learn as well. So one of the frustrations that, you know, I had was one client, a big client here in the Philippines, and I presented my service. It's yes in the marketing department. It's yes in the finance department. And when I presented to the VP, it was a no.
Oh, wow.
So to count all in all, it was 5 presentations. And I really prepared for it. So, and I thought that I would be able to do to get the project. That was many years ago. I think it was on my first year. And I thought that it will be the, what do you call this? It will be a start of something really big, because it's a big project. And also it will connect me to a lot of CEOs, a lot of clients, potential clients. I don't want to mention the food chain. But after that, I learned a lot. So I became strong. And I know that out of 10 presentations, there will be like 8 declines. I'm so lucky to have 1 or 2 confirmed projects. But in presenting, if you do a lot of presentation, you'll be more confident and you'll learn a lot. And therefore, I think my strength is connecting with people right now. So I always target the emotion, emotional part. And every time, Pep, my husband will tell me, and even you sometimes, you would tell me, why is it that those hard-hearted people, those who are very strict and very and very stiff, you would be able to convince them, and you would be able to befriend them, so I think I've mastered that aspect, relationship, establishing rapport and everything.
Because I've had a chance to work with you in the past. We work with, like, you know, a lot of international clients and everything. And I've seen it. You know, I've seen the big managers come in, but they're really tough, right? They're tough as nails and everything. And, you know, even for me, it looks like they're really hard to crack, and it's really hard for them to, you know, be persuaded to go with your service. But for you, I find that you have this gift where you can relate to them and everything like that, right?
They would open up.
So why is it that you're different to the other event companies who are struggling, you know? What is it that makes you different from the rest?
Because I work with, first is passion. So I call it PR. So I think that's my main strength, passion. They see that I'm passionate with what I'm doing, and therefore my heart is into it, and I'm sincere with whatever I say.
Okay.
And number two is our relationship. So I don't only work with them one time. So I see it as a long term. So I would think of some ways to preserve that relationship with them by, you know, going out with them or having coffee with them or bringing gifts to their office or something like that. So it matters when a client feels that they are very important. It will, you know, give you the leverage to establish a long term relationship with them, and that's what I'm after right now. It's very rewarding to see your clients refer you to another client. That for me is a reward.
That's a reward. All right, so let's say that something were to happen and you were to lose your business and everything, everything, right? What would you do this time around from ground up? Or straight away, what would you do?
If I lose a business?
Yeah, if you lost your business, you lost everything, all your clients, and you're starting fresh from day one again, but you still have your lessons and your memories, what would you do?
I will start another business.
Yeah?
I think it's in my blood.
Yeah, start another business, right?
Yes, I don't want to be... I'm sorry, but I have to say this. I don't want to be an employee. And I think business is really what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Yeah. And I've told you that my ultimate dream is to have my own events place, and I'm not going to stop. Without, you know, I'm not going to give up.
But, I mean, if there was like a lesson, a big lesson that you've learned in business, you know, that you'll reapply and do it over again, if you can do it all over again, what would the, that one big lesson?
It's again the passion and relationship.
Okay.
PR.
Always PR. Passion and relationship.
Being an entrepreneur, it takes a lot of passion. Mm. And if you're passionate with what you do, you don't feel stressed, and you're happy with all the lessons learned, and with, you're happy with the small blessings. Small and big is still blessing. Mm. And relationship is because along the way you'll gain more friends, not only clients, and it makes me happy. So that's what I'm gonna bring if ever my business goes down. But I'm not gonna stop to achieve my events place. So give or take 5 or 10 years, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
Excellent. Okay. All right then. So let's move on to like, you know, in terms of productivity and everything like that, you know, work-life balance. I think you're pretty good. I've seen you, like, you know, you have your time with your husband, but you also have business time. Can you explain how you go about, you know, with your work-life balance? Like, what's your typical...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank the community. We're part of the charismatic community. It's called the Gaya ng Panginoon. Mm-hmm. And I met my husband during our college days. When upon graduation, alumni, it's called Christ Youth in Action. So it's always been our dream to be part of a community together when we get married. And I think the community is helping us to balance our life, how to communicate with my husband, with your spouse, and how to value the time, quality time with our kids. And I think having said that, I value quality time with my spouse. We have a weekly one-to-one.
Yeah.
So every Tuesday, it's really a date to see one another, to sit down together and talk about life, talk about our plans, and talk about our frustrations, our business, and talk about our weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
That makes us grounded. Mm. And then having time with kids, for me, weekend is really sacred.
Mm-hmm.
So we go out with kids, we watch movie, we dine out, and then we go to amusement park or amusement play station, something like that, like Kitsuna.
Okay, that's
plugging.
Good.
And yeah, I think having also a personal relationship with the Lord, so having your own prayer time every morning, it keeps you... It keeps you connected with the one who's giving you all the blessings. Of course, I'm not perfect. Everyone knows that we are not perfect. But having a balanced life is also cooperating with the grace God is giving me. So I think that's important.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's good. So, you still know how to balance, you know, family life, and you still take time to, you know, go to church and... You pray and everything like that, so that's really good.
And also I have time with his friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Like good. You.
Yeah. Nice. All right.
And also, yeah. I am also slowly, you know, getting on, reaching my dreams, like having your own radio show.
Yeah, you got your own radio show now, right? Yeah.
And having the chance to host a TV show as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always those things that, you know, giving you... boosting your confidence and your self-esteem.
Okay.
So it keeps me grounded as well.
The next question I would like to ask is, a lot of people who want to start their own businesses but haven't done it before, like, what advice would you give them in terms of starting their own business?
Okay, you have to find your, number one, your passion again. If you are into customer service, and maybe you can do something like a business which is service, under service, so that's events, call center, or the laundry, the water, what else? If you are good in sales, you can also do selling stuff like retailing. You buy something from Divisoria and then sell it again. There's also an online thing. If you are good in IT, just like you, you can also do designing or search engine optimization. So it depends on what you wanted to do. It depends on your skills, actually. If you want to be in the if you're good in numbers, you can do accounting firm, right?
Yeah.
So if you are a teacher, you know how to teach, you have the patience to teach, you had also tutorials, mm-hmm. you can be an educator.
Yep.
So those things, it depends, number one, on your skills.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the things that makes you happy as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're happy with what you're doing, if you love writing, if you love dancing, therefore you can set up your own dance studio. Or if you can set up your own blog post or something like that. So that's my advice. Find your skills, identify them, what are your strengths and your weaknesses, and therefore you zero in the strength, and also you find opportunities by improving that strength by attending seminars, learning more. So knowledge is really powerful. So before you set up your own business, make sure that you have enough knowledge on what you're going to be building.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so if people want to get in contact with you, how would they get in contact with you?
Okay, you can get in touch with me through Facebook. That's PMCM Events Management. Also Instagram at PMCM Events. And you could also text me at 0915-178-0688. I also have my direct landline, which is 505-3746.
Okay, excellent.
You can also listen to my radio show. It's PMCM Lifestyle Show at www.bporadio.com.
Okay.
Every Wednesday, 4 o'clock to 6 p.m. So we'll be tackling a lot of topics there about marketing, sales, lifestyle, events, people, and places. And you'll be my regular co-host there.
Right there. Very good. No worries.
Yep, thank you.
All right, well, thanks for being on the show, and I wish you all the best and good luck to your future endeavors.
Thank you very much. See you soon.